ญาณียานสลาแท้จับจูรุนตีตังจีนตัสมัยสิกรวีนมะวัญชาคัลปตรุเบสกิตาสินดุบเฮวะชาปติตานัมปาวนิพโนโดยสนาเวดุนนโมมหาบดินายะคริสนาปรีมาปิดายุติคริสนายุคริสนุชัยตัณนัมGauratisi Gurave Kaura Chandanya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Bhaktyabhina Paradhalaksh Chittasya Kamadhi Taranga Madhi Kripamantam Saranam Prapanna Vipumashti Charana ঠান্ডা লাগিয়ে দিব
কাঁচাদের উপরে আছে
ইতালি দেখ we can be very careful from Advaitvadi monism because they don'tTake Tulsi Mata. They don't take this tilak. They take like this. And if they are renounced, then they will take Ek Danda Sanyas. And they will always tell them, Aham Brahmasmi, world is
false.
And all the jivas are Brahma. So we can recognize them and we will be careful from them. But it is very hard to escape from the persons who are telling that Bhagavad Bhakti is best dharma. Nam Sankirtan is Kali Yuga Dharma.But they behave opposite to this. They accept all the theories of Vaishnavism, but they never follow. And they preach against the principles of bhakti, taking tridanda. Understand taking tridanda in Vaishnava line.And propagating that I am Brahma. I don't have faith in Vrindavan. Weeping like omens, dancing and doing kirtan. We are Brahma. So they are so dangerous.Taking also tilak mala, everything, but not following the principles of love. They are so dangerous. I think that very nearer to us, our mind, which is not controlled, his main and prominent enemy of us.But controlled mind is our friend. So, all the roots of evils is our also mind. So we should treat them, behave them, so that we can enter in the real maksuddha bhakti, pure bhakti. So don't associate with them.In any case, don't associate. That is why Srila Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, after them, that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, all has warned us for this.
If you are chanting Hari name and hearing Hari Katha,
lots and lots times births,
even
you have no tears in your eyes,
heart is not melting,
then you should think that
there are so many offenses in us.
So how we can reform our heart so that taking name at once tears will come. And for separation of Krishna we will weep. And if we are not doing so, then quickly bhakti will also go away.
Here he is telling that Shuddha Bhakti, pure bhakti.
Anna abhilashita shunyam jnana karma dhanavritam ankullena krishna anushilanam bhakti ruttama. I think that this sloka is known to all. Who can remember? Those who have remembered it, they can raise their hands. Oh, very easy to remember. So you should try to remember this sloka. Very easy. If you can remember your, as a computer keeps all these things, worldly things, so much remembering. Whole day you can chatter and do patter. But why cannot we do? Remember. And to account dingly, what is told in this sloka? Rup Goswami is that, told this sloka. Before, there were so many paribhasa,
definition
of bhakti, pure bhakti. But it includes all the definitions which were previously told in Bhagavatam, in Upanishad, in any Purans, anywhere. What Parashar told, what Narada told, Paranurakti Ishware Narada told. Paranurakti Ishware. So much love and affection for Supreme Personality of Godhead is bhakti. Paranurakti. Srimad Bhagavat tells like this. Nirgunasya hi lakshanam hi bhakti yogasya nirgunasya udahritam ahetukya vyavahitin nam purushakti. That continuous, like a flow, like a chain, continuous and without any cause. If our heart is always in Krishna, always and always, then it is bhakti. But it includes all the definitions of bhakti from Puran, Ved, Upanishad, everywhere. He is telling that Anya Abhilashita Shunyam. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is telling the cultivation of activities which are meant for exclusively for the pleasure of Krishna, only for pleasure, not for us. Or in other words, uninterrupted flow of service to Krishna performed through all endeavors of body, mind and speech, and through the expression of various spiritual sentiments, that is bhava, which is not covered by jnana, knowledge, and that impersonal liberations, and karma,
reward-seeking activity and which is devoid of all desire other than the aspiration to bring happiness to Sri Krishna is called Uttama Bhakti, pure devotional service. What and for we are doing? All should be for Krishna, to please Krishna. If you are taking milk, and if you are thinking that it is for to please Krishna. If you are coming here, why coming? That Krishna will be pleased. Otherwise you should also think it, that if I am going to this association, I will be qualified to serve Krishna, that is why I am coming. Why you are sleeping? Why you are sleeping? In night, why you sleep?
To give the body a rest to serve Krishna.
Really, you do?
That's why we should.
No, you shouldn't. But devotee thinks like that. If you are sleeping, that in morning I will be fresh to serve Krishna, to meditate, to chant, remember, to read books and to be qualified, and thus I will serve Krishna and devotees. Then it will be worthy, otherwise not. Why you are taking breath? Why? To
keep the body alive.
Body alive. But why? If that is for Krishna. So from today you should learn all these things and do like this, follow. Then you will realize something and you will be happy. Not only that I came from India and read towards, and you can easily fly to here. You can take a book and keep it in your library. What are? It will not do. Never. So, what has been told? Again, you should tell. The cultivation of you can, without reading you can.
That Uttama Bhakti is Anya Vilasita Sunyam Jnana Kama Anabhitam. It's Anukulyena Krishna Nishinam Bhakti Tama. That is the cultivation of activities with the body, mind and words, along with the emotions, the bhav, which is favorably flowing, interrupted. Service towards Krishna, and it should not be covered by gyan, which is the desire to merge into Brahman, karma, desire for fruitive activity, adi, other processes such as yoga, etc. Anabhitam shouldn't be covered by these things. And this is Uttama Bhakti.
And also, it should be the guidance of any pure devotee. If you are doing all these things, but not on Anu means after you are continuing with the guidance, then it will not be bhakti. In above verse. Achha. What I told you? Tungi.
You told us that we may be doing all the
bhakti. But when it will be uttama? What? Na Krishna Anushilanam. But also that two things. Anna Abhilashita Asunyam, Gyan Karma Adi, Anabhutam. Then Anukulena Krishna Anushilanam, Bhakti Uttama. In these above verse, each and every word, each and every word has to be analyzed. Who will analyze? Those who are expert in these things, actually realizing something. And those who want to be like this, actually, to follow for them. They will understand first and then each word and every word, and After that, they will engage our whole endeavor in this. Otherwise, we cannot understand the attributes of bhakti. Attributes means?
Qualities.
In this verse, what is meaning of the word uttama bhakti? Does the phrase uttama bhakti or topmost devotion also imply the existence of adhama or inferior bhakti? If there is uttama bhakti, then there is a bhakti, lower bhakti. Any other bhakti? Eh? Or can it mean something else? Uttama bhakti means the stage where the devotional creeper is in its completely pure or uncontaminated form, like water. Water is so normal, without any filter. But we sometimes tell that, is it this drinking water? What it means? It may be some adulterated water, not good for drinking. So bhakti in same way. Bhakti is always the uttama bhakti. It is called uttama bhakti. But some alteration may be in this world. For example, uncontaminated water means pure water, meaning that in this water there is no color, smell, adulteration or any kind of cause by the addition to another substance. Similarly, the phrase uttama bhakti refers to bhakti which is devoid of any contamination, adulteration and attachment to material positions, and which is performed in exclusive manner. So, there is two kinds of water. Similarly, there are two kinds of bhakti. Uttama bhakti, one of best bhakti, and which is not bhakti, but it seems that it is bhakti. Contaminated or mixture of bhakti.
The nature of bhakti itself. Perhaps by merely using the word bhakti alone, this meaning is indicated. Since the word bhakti already contains within it all these adjectives anyway, then has Bhakti Rasacharya Srila Rupa Goswami specifically employed the qualifying adjective uttama for no reason? No. Just as when desiring to drink water, people generally ask, is this water uncontaminated? Similarly, in order to describe the attributes of uttama bhakti, our previous acharyas considered it necessary to indicate that people mostly practice mishra bhakti or mixed devotion. In reality, Rasacharya Srila Rupa Goswami is aiming to describe the attributes of kevala bhakti or exclusive devotion. Chal bhakti, pratibimba bhakti, chaya bhakti, a shadow of devotion, karma mishra bhakti, jnana mishra bhakti and so on are not shuddha bhakti. They will all be examined in sequence later on.
Bhakti kash, here he is telling this swarup, lakshana of symptom of bhakti. Anukulena Krishna Anushilanam. Whatever we do to please Krishna. If Krishna is not pleased, then we should not do that thing. By this, Srila Jiva Goswami is telling that anushilan, there is a word, anushilan, It has two meanings. Srila Jiva Goswami has told. One, pravritti and nirvritti, rup sharir man bani ki cheshta rupanishan. Whatever we do, by our all kinds of senses, by body, mind, and by tongue, this. Do all to please Krishna. And second, priti vishayatmak manas bhavarupanishinan. Priti lives in mind, heart. So from heart or mind, you should do what we are going to do for Krishna. First is bodily, by mind and by tongue we can do. But mind is something controlling all these things, separate from all these things. If mind is not there, they cannot do anything. So they are subordinate to mind. And without the help of all senses, he can do anything. So also the endeavor of that mind and heart should be for Krishna. And that is called bhav. That is rati. This is not the exercise of
body.
What is written there?
It means cultivation through the endeavors to engage and disengage one's body, mind and words. Second, it means cultivation towards the object of our priti or affection through manasi bhav, the sentiments of the heart and mind.
There are two words, pravritti and nivritti.
Engage and disengage.
Engage and disengage. Engage our bodily senses, tongue, mind and that thing, and also disengage, which are not favorable for pleasing Krishna. So both things. We should not associate with any person who is against bhakti, who is not doing bhakti, who is so much attached to worldly affairs, desires. We should not do. We should not be controlled by anger, lust and all other things. So these are nivritti. Both are needed, especially in beginning. But we should know also fully that these endeavors are of two kinds, pravritti, nivritti, but yet manas bhava rupanushilan, by mind or by the heart. This is main thing. So bodily, by mind, by bodily, tongue, all these endeavors should be dependent to mind. That is mane bhav, rati. Atev chesta or bhav praspar adharit. So both dependent to each other, but mind is prominent. What he has written.
Although anushilan is of two types, the cultivation through manasi bhav is included within cultivation by cheshta, one's activities. Hence, one's activities or endeavors and one's internal sentiments are mutually interdependent, and in the end, it is the cheshta which are concluded to be the sole characteristics of cultivation.
So when our all senses, the endeavor of all our mind, body, tongue, everything, when it will be helpful, anukul,
favorable,
then all endeavors are called bhakti, otherwise not. This is pure. Like you are chanting name. Why you are chanting name? To please Krishna. But you will have to do something else in the beginning, offering yourself in the lotus feet of Gurudev. And then chant and remember. You should know that I am eternal servant of Krishna. My everything is of Krishna, my Gurudev. But you should also remember this thing, that all the endeavors which we are doing to Krishna, are related to Krishna, are not called bhakti. Kans knew that Krishna will kill me, the eighth son of Vasudeva Devaki. He will kill me. And from that very day, he used to think about Krishna. Where is Krishna? He will kill me. I should kill him before that. Where he is now? Oh, he is in Gokul. How to kill him? Sending Putana, Bakasur, Agasur and all to kill him. But all were killed. He brought that snake, poisonous black snake to Mathura by Akrur. And he was thinking, how to kill? Krishna, 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 always remembering. But this remembering, more than a yogi and a devotee, is not called bhakti. Why he was remembering always? In trance, like he, more than a yogi, in trance, always, Krishna, Krishna. How to kill him? Where he is? All these things. So this is not bhakti. Always also uttering, where is Krishna? Have you seen Krishna? Krishna is killed now. Putana has killed Krishna. Agasur has killed Krishna. Krishna, 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 always. Sometimes in his dream he used to tell like this, where is Krishna? I will kill at once. But this remembrance is not bhakti. It is not favorable for Krishna. Charun and Musti, Brahma and Shankar, Narad, it is very hard to embrace Krishna, no? But how Charun and Musti were so much lucky to Krishna do like this and to fell down him. And Krishna also impressed him, Charun and Musti, for hours. No? Any one fortunate person can do only like that. But they did. But is it bhakti? No bhakti. So all the endeavors, by ten, body and mind, even by mind, are not bhakti. What to tell pure? So if we are doing anything related to Krishna devotees, but it will not please Krishna, then it is not Shuddha Bhakti. Also, sometimes Krishna may be pleased by your all activities, but even that is not Bhakti. When Charuna and Mushtik were fighting with Krishna, Krishna was so happy that after a long time, I am testing Veer Rush. And he was so happy. And doing like boxing, like he was doing, and playing. But it is also not Bhakti Krishna, whether Krishna is happy. It not depends on happiness of Krishna. It depends on the mood of that devotee or that person. What he wants by all activities, to please Krishna or actually to kill Krishna. So there are so many things in this. Then it will be Uttama Bhakti, otherwise not. You should read.
Bhakti kya hai?
Haan.
Only when the activities of one's body, mind and words are favorably executed.
You should try to note it in your heart. Then you can serve your Gurudev. Then you can serve any devotees. And then you can serve Krishna. Otherwise not. Krishna has sent me to tell you all these things. It is bhakti. Not that, oh Gurudev, and some drops of tear came. And after that, oh, I have no connection with that Narayan Maharaj. Not like this. So you should try to take it. This is called association. Hearing, all we are hearing, what you are telling, but not following. This is not association. So what? In association, we are reading, we are discussing, we should try to take it.
Only when the activities of one's body, mind and words are favorably executed for the pleasure of Krishna, is it called bhakti. It is called bhakti. Kamsa and Shishupal were always endeavoring towards Krishna with their whole body, mind and words. But their endeavors will not be accepted as bhakti because such endeavors were unfavorable to Krishna Preeti or Krishna's pleasure. Unfavorable endeavors cannot be called bhakti.
Once Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in his Navadvip Parikrama, he came to the town Navadvip. And at that time, all the Brahmins and all so-called Vaishnava were in inimical turn to Srila Prabhupada. They were so angry to him. Why? Hearing Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, his all teachings, all were attracted to him. Now no one was honoring them, Brahmins and so-called Vaishnavas. So they became so angry. He told that actually a man cannot be Brahmin only by birth. His virtue makes all the virtues of Brahmin. If he has, then he is Brahman, otherwise no Brahman. A son of doctor, if he is engineer, by birth he cannot be doctor. So anything, by birth, it cannot be told that he is doctor, engineer. He will have to be qualified for that. So if the qualities of Brahman are there, then he may be called Brahman. Brahma janati iti Brahmanam. Though he has realized what is Brahma, what is our soul, what is illusory maya, and accordingly he is doing bhakti to Krishna, then he is Brahmin, otherwise not. Actually, they were not realized Vaishnava. So all became furious to Prabhupada. So they wanted to kill Prabhupada. About more than thousands pilgrims were with Prabhupada. And they attacked at once in the middle of the town. And with soda water, hot water, bricks, stones, and all were surrounding. There was no way to escape. At that time, all were with blood here, there, or injuries. And at that time, they wanted to attack Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. And in the meantime, a boy was, very brave boy was there. Not in red cloth, but in white, like Babu. And he at once took him to a house of devotee's house, anyhow, and closed the door and changed his cloth to him, forcibly to Prabhupada. And he took his red cloth and danda, and he ghoshana kiya, announced that he is Prabhupada himself. And quickly, anyhow, he sent Prabhupada in his dress, white dress, to at that time thousands of disciples of Prabhupada was there. But all were saving one their lives. None has care. Where is Prabhupada? What is going on? And to take the dresses of Prabhupada means he will be attacked and they will kill him. But he was so brave that I will be killed, no harm, but Prabhupada should be saved.
So surrender to Guru Bhakti.
This is called what? Surrendered. And service of Gurudev. By body. No? Body he took. By mind. And by his senses he did. At the time of Ramanuja also there was a boy like Kuresh. And he did like so to serve his Gurudev. If we can serve Gurudev or Vaishnavas here in this world, then we may be qualified for there. Otherwise Krishna will reject us, bhakti will reject us. So we should try to know what is Shuddha, pure bhakti, Uttama bhakti, and then to endeavor by all our actions. Here, in this sloka, Krishna service has been called bhakti. That is, Krishna anusilanam bhakti ruttama. This is swarupa lakshan. Swarupa lakshan means?
Intrinsic
nature of bhakti. What? To serve Krishna. Begin from Gurudev. To serve Gurudev. By all means, this is a pathshala. Pathshala means?
School.
Primary school to learn all these things here. No? And if you are not coming to school, not hearing, not obeying Gurudev, then how you can learn? So we should try to do it. So we should know that the object of bhakti, who is the object of the bhakti? Krishna himself. But we can know also Aram, Nishingha, all the incarnations of Krishna. But uttama bhakti, uttamar uttama bhakti, when object is Krishna himself, Nandanandan, or Radhakanta, then it will be most uttam bhakti. So, but we can take Narayan, Ram, Nisingha, all bhakti. But really it will be, if we are have engaged our all these things to Supreme Krishna, Brajar Krishna. We cannot, in the power of all senses, everything, our mind, to Narayan, to Ram. We cannot make Narayan friend, he will never be friend. Narayan, he will not be son. Ram, he cannot be beloved. We cannot. Only he will be beloved of Sita. But Krishna, Gopi Jana Vallabha, he can be Vallabha for all. He has that capacity. But other has not. So this Uttama Bhakti should be, the object of this Uttama Bhakti is Krishna himself, ocean of rush, Nanda Nandan, Radha Kant. We should also understand this thing. Partattva is one. Partattva means?
Absolute truth.
Absolute truth. Absolute truth, Krishna is absolute truth. But monism persons, they tell that absolute truth has no shape. But Krishna has shape. So Krishna is absolute truth. Having his beautiful body, all his organs, so much merciful, Rashik also, knowing everything. He possesses all the qualities. But he is divided into three
forms.
In three forms. Aspects. Brahma Tattva, Paramatma Tattva and Bhagavat Tattva. Why they are telling? Some have no interest. But we should have interest. Don't try to sleep. Very easy thing, nothing. So much hard. Otherwise you will be like Parvati Devi and Sukh will hear and you will sleep. And oh, again I have not heard. Don't be like that. What is Brahma Tattva?
Those who try to perceive the absolute truth through the cultivation of jnana cannot realize anything beyond Brahma Tattva.
What is jnana? Knowledge. What is jnana? Who will tell? Oh, what is jnana? Yourself.
Cultivation of knowledge enters that
aspect of. There are two kinds of knowledge, or so many kinds. Worldly knowledge. Who is he? He is my mother. Who is he? He is my father. What is this? This is a factory. What is this? So all the worldly knowledge these are. Up to Brahmalok. All worldly knowledge. And there is also a impersonal, what?
Personal knowledge.
That knowledge. That I am Brahma. I have no shape, no qualities, nothing. I am Brahma myself. This is one. And then it is a tattva gyan. There is. Tattva gyan means? And that tattva gyan includes in bhakti.
Through such spiritual endeavor, they try to cross material existence by negation of the qualities of the material world, neti neti, Thus they imagine Brahma to be inconceivable, unmanifest, formless and immutable. But merely imagining the absence of material qualities does not grant one factual realization of the absolute truth. Such spiritualists think that because the names, forms, qualities and activities in the material world are all temporary and painful, the Brahma, which exists beyond the contamination of matter, cannot possess eternal names, forms, qualities, pastimes and so on. They argue on the basis of evidence from the Shrutis, which emphasizes the absence of material attributes in the Supreme, that is, the absolute truth is beyond the purview of mind and words, and that it has no ears, bodily parts, limbs and so on. These arguments have some place, but carefully analyzing Siddhartha's
What?
Ya ya shrutir jalpati nirvishesham sa savidhate sa